Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting third. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Gustin scores. Kiner moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake is hit by the pitch. Gustin moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Gustin scores. Greenberg moves to third. Westlake moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Joe Beggs now pitching. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Westlake scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Klutz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Marshall out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Whittek pinch hits for Joe Beggs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Pirates. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Gearhart now playing center field. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gustin hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westlake bunts towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clutz takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ostermüller bunts towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg scores. Bloodworth moves to third. Clutz moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Pirates. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 4 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Clutz scores. It's 8-0, Pirates. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Blattner pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a fly ball towards center. Woodling settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Woodling. Rigney moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Mize reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. Kerr scores. Gearhart moves to third. It's 8-2, Pirates. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gearhart scores. Mize scores. It's 8-4, Pirates. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Buddy Blattner. Jim Bagby now pitching. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bagby. Gordon moves to third. Lorke moves to second. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling throws the ball into Bloodworth, who tags LaFatta trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gordon scores. Lorke scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kerr bunts towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gearhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Al Lyons now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Mize reaches second base with a double. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall is walked intentionally. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 10-8, Giants. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bloodworth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sokold pinch hits for Al Lyons. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clutz moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Gustine hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.